Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here's some medical trivia. What type of medical professional prescribes irreversible treatments for a malady in which the patient self-diagnoses the condition? And the answer is, those physicians who treat gender dysphoria, the technical term for the condition in which the patient believes they were born the wrong sex. The non-technical term is transgenderism. It's a social contagion sweeping through America's schools, including those in Montana, and it's leaving destroyed lives in its wake. Performing so-called gender-affirming care on minors as young as 9 years old has become such a problem that nearly half the states have banned the practice in just the past 2 years. Montana is one of those states, and this week, a Missoula district court judge heard arguments to block the law, which is set to go into effect on October 1st. At issue is whether the state should protect kids from unscrupulous medical professionals who perform irreversible procedures on minors for monetary gain. In addition to 20 states now banning the practice, foreign countries such as Sweden, Finland, and the UK, who led the charge into gender-affirming care, are now backtracking. And in Indiana, that state's largest medical association passed a resolution opposing all medical and surgical transition treatment procedures for minors. Why? The reason is simple. Children are simply too young and immature to make these types of irreversible life-altering decisions for themselves, as evidenced by the growing number of those trying to undo the damage by undergoing detransition procedures. One of the most prominent is the case of Chloe Cole, who began taking puberty blockers at age 12, started cross-sex hormones at age 13, went through menopause at age 14, had a double mastectomy at age 15, and by the time she was 16, realized that she'd made the greatest mistake of her life, and it was irreversible. Another is Luca Hine of Minnesota, who is now suing her doctors for malpractice. She was diagnosed with gender dysphoria at age 16 during her first appointment with a therapist, which lasted less than an hour. During her second appointment, she was referred for a mastectomy. In a recent statement, she said, quote, "I was in the darkest and most chaotic time in my life, and instead of being given the help I needed, these doctors affirmed that chaos into reality." Chloe and Lucas' cases are just the tip of the iceberg. As thousands of young people seek to undo the damage done to their bodies, more and more court cases are being filed, and there's no doubt that at least one of them will wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. We already have decisions upholding state bans in Alabama and Tennessee in the U.S. 6th Circuit and U.S. 11th Circuit courts, while Florida's ban was put on hold by a federal judge in that state. Suffice to say, these are just the opening skirmishes in a war to protect our children. We know that statistically, over 95% of gender dysphoric children will outgrow their dysphoria by the time they become adults. The Montana legislature did the right thing by banning these types of irreversible procedures on kids, and polls show that over 70% of respondents agree. Now, it's time for Montana's liberal judges to uphold the ban for the sake of our kids and grandkids. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.